It's after 8 o'clock at 610 CKTV, Niagara in the Morning. Dr. Richard Krause coming up in a few minutes to get you ready for the movies. Then we've got our roundtable to discuss everything that's happened in Niagara over the course of the last 7 days. We'll do that between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. Right now, joined by another of those people I've been talking to for a long time since I've been sitting in this chair. And he is the mayor of some place called Niagara Falls, Jim Diodati. James, good morning, sir.
Top of the morning to you, Timmy.
So, it's been a busy month for you, Jim. You've had a few things going on in the falls, man.
Oh, my gosh. It was, and you know, with, I'm assuming we're talking about the total solar
eclipse. Oh, there was that, yeah. There was that, yeah.
Yeah, that little thing. But, you know, it was actually really cool and exciting. And I think a big part of it, Tim, was because it was Mother Nature, nothing man-made. It was one of the great natural wonders of the world, Niagara Falls, hosting one of the great celestial events of the universe, something that won't happen in Niagara for another 120 years, total solar eclipse. And right at 3:18, when we're all there waiting and we're disappointed it's cloudy, and you hear this roar from across the Niagara River on the American side, there are crowds there because the sky had cleared a little bit and opening, and then it happened on our side, and our crowd roared. It sounded like a wave at the Rogers Center, and then we all looked up and saw it, and we thought, oh, my gosh, like Mother Nature adding drama for the trifecta, clears the sky just above, and it was spectacular. So it was real cool communing with all the people there and taking in a huge event, and I'm excited to have been a little part of it.
But, you know, you've been there in Niagara Falls in various positions in politics and other things over the years when lots has happened. Take me back. What's been the most iconic moment for you in the falls? Well, let's just talk about your time as mayor. What's the most iconic moment as mayor of Niagara Falls, Jim?
You know, that's a really good question. I think up until the total solar eclipse, it would have been Nick Wallenda walking across the falls.
Yep.
Because the idea, and this is something that, you know, is very, very popular, and the day's coming where we'll close the Niagara Parkway down to vehicular traffic, and everybody walking, and it's quieter. You can hear the falls clearer. It's just a really cool vibe. And to do that day and to watch Nick Wallenda do something that had never happened before was so spectacular. And I got the same kind of vibe as I rode my bike from City Hall during the eclipse, and just to take it in, and everybody there for the same reason from all over the world. And the other extra bonus that made it, you know, the cherry on top, the fact that James Cameron was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to meet up with him afterward and share some ideas and thoughts. And I said, so what brought you here? And he said, are you kidding? You think I'm going to miss the biggest once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in Niagara Falls, my hometown? He goes, I wasn't going to miss it. And then when he said, you know, maybe we got to do something in Niagara Falls, do a big project. And you could see his eyes go, and I thought, oh, my gosh. That was, and the idea of what could happen, what he could do, because he goes, you know, Marilyn Monroe did Niagara in 53
sure.
and 1980. This was Superman 2, and there's been some, and now Hallmark did an event,
yep.
did a show. And so he goes, you know, there's that the miracle of Niagara, Roger Woodward, you know, the 7-year-old boy who survived the plunge. And he goes, you know, I'm thinking about this. So I said, listen, we need to talk more. So we'll see where it goes. But that for sure, Tim, I think that one had to top it.
So you're going to have a part in Avatar 4, is what you're saying?
Jim, I don't very much.
Jim said to James said to Jim, well, you know, we'll work you into the plot somehow. So
I'll get killed somewhere. That's
what was the name? There was a movie that was shot in the falls and based in the falls and actually showed the falls, I think, as well as anybody. It was a Kurt Russell movie, and now the name of it is escaping me because my brain is on hold here this morning. But anyway, somebody can text me. There was a caper movie, a theft movie with Kurt Russell that was filmed in the falls, too. Somebody text me the name of it. We'll get to it. Jim, I you know, wanted to take a moment and say thanks because it isn't always that you get mayors on who always will talk to you no matter what. And, you know, over the years, some things have come up that haven't been great or they have been great, and we reach out and But you've always answered the phone, and it's always been a great pleasure talking to you on the air because you're a salesperson for your city, as mayors always have to be, and you've always been, open and honest about it. So thanks for taking the time over my 29 years here. But thank you for always being there for Niagara Falls and Niagara in general.
Well, Tim, let me say it's because of you. You are the true statesman. You've been the voice of reason, the voice of Niagara. You've kind of been, I would say, you're our Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, calm, consistent. You're fair. You're balanced. Even though, you may have opinions on things, you don't let them shine through as much. You try to be objective, and that's always been, you're such a true professional, class act, and it's a real honor to be interviewed by you and to be on your show. And I remember early on when I was first elected as mayor, and this is going back quite a few years ago, I remember one morning we had arranged, it was soon after the election, and I slept in, I missed the interview.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Diodati. Well, I wasn't going to.
Every time I go on your show, it's on my mind because I don't do that. And I did that. And I felt horrible that I let you down. And I remember you made some comments, something like, really? Is this the way it's going to be? And I thought, no, this cannot be. And I never did it again. But it was always on my mind of that one screw up when I slept through it. And anyway, I can't say enough and on behalf of everyone in Niagara. What a great guy. And I mean, community events, you're always there. And you make it look easy. And I know it's very hard. Your job is not easy. But the way you make it look easy, it tells me you've evolved to the stage of the, as they call it, unconscious competence, where you're so good you don't even think about it. It comes naturally. You're well rehearsed, you're well researched, and you present so well, make us all so proud. So I want to say Thanks. We're going to miss you, and I hope our paths continue to cross. You're a true gentleman.
Jim Diodati, thanks so much. My wife just texted me and said, please tell Jim you have not evolved at all to me. She's referring to me. She says, tell Diodati that Tim has not evolved at all. Listen, my friend, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk soon because I'm sure I'll run into you from time to time doing things. And always been great talking to you. Thank you.
Don't lose my number.
Absolutely.
And you're the guy that I know that knows Shania. And that forever will make you my hero.
I'll introduce you, okay?
Oh, I would love that.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Tim.